Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Robert Shogun's The Battle of Blair Mountain. The story of America's largest labor uprising is a work of historical nonfiction centered on the 1921 armed confrontation in Logan County, West Virginia, when coal miners rose against coal operators, private detectives, local law enforcement, and eventually federal forces. Shogun reconstructs the road to the conflict, the battle itself, and its aftermath as part of the broader West Virginia mine wars and the early 20th century American labor movement. The book is not only a narrative of violence, but also an analysis of the social and political conditions that made such a confrontation possible, including exploitative labor relations, anti-union repression, and the precarious position of miners in an industrialized coal economy. It is especially concerned with how the episode was remembered, marginalized, and later recovered as a major event in U.S. labor history. The result is a readable account that combines historical reporting with a clear interpretive purpose to show why Blair Mountain mattered then and why it still matters in labor. History now. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how coal company power and anti-union repression created the conditions for revolt. A central concern of the book is the power structure that shaped southern West Virginia coal country before the uprising. Shogun presents the miners not as isolated troublemakers, but as workers trapped in a system where company control extended into wages, housing, security, and local politics. Coal operators and their allies used private armed forces, deputized personnel, and political influence to block union organizing, especially the efforts of the United Mine Workers. This matters because Blair Mountain did not emerge from a single incident alone. It grew from a long pattern of grievances produced by labor exploitation and coercion. The book explains the uprising as a response to structural pressure rather than a spontaneous outburst, by emphasizing the industrial and political environment. Shogun shows why the miners believed collective action had become necessary and why ordinary legal channels were inadequate. That framing gives the battle historical depth and makes it legible as part of a larger conflict over who controlled work, property, and civic authority in the coalfields. Secondly, the battle as a mass labor uprising, rather than a local riot. Shogun treats Blair Mountain as the largest labor uprising in American history, and that scale is essential to his interpretation. The conflict involved thousands of miners, organized in a military-like march and opposed by a combination of local defenders, private forces, and state power. The book highlights how the miners were not simply reacting to one another in chaos. They were acting through a broad collective movement shaped by union aims, regional networks, and shared class grievance. This distinguishes Blair Mountain from smaller industrial disputes because it became a direct confrontation between organized labor and entrenched anti-union forces. Shogun's account helps readers understand the event as a turning point in labor history, one that exposed both the strength and vulnerability of working-class organization in the early 20th century. The uprising also illustrates how labor conflict could escalate when negotiation failed and repression intensified. In this sense, the battle is analyzed not only as a violent episode but as a dramatic example of how industrial disputes could become open warfare when institutions sided decisively with employers. Thirdly, cross-racial and multi-ethnic solidarity among miners has a key historical significance. One of the book's most important themes is the degree of solidarity that developed among miners across racial and ethnic lines. Shogun situates the uprising within a labor force that included white, black, and immigrant workers, showing that shared economic hardship sometimes outweighed divisions that employers and local power brokers might otherwise exploit. This is historically important because coalfield labor politics in the United States were often shaped by segregation, ethnic hierarchy, and suspicion between groups. By presenting Blair Mountain in this broader context, the book emphasizes the unusually broad coalition that labor activism could produce under conditions of extreme exploitation. The miners' unity did not erase social tensions, but it did create a practical basis for collective resistance. Shogun's treatment of this dimension adds analytical weight to the book because it suggests that the battle was not only about wages or union recognition. It was also about whether workers from different backgrounds could act together against a common system of control. That makes Blair Mountain relevant to discussions of labor politics, racial history, and coalition building. Fourthly, federal intervention and the use of state power against civilians. The book also stands out for its account of the scale and symbolism of government intervention. Shogun describes how the conflict eventually drew in federal troops, making Blair Mountain a rare instance in which military power was used against American civilians in a labor dispute. This detail is crucial because it shows the extent to which the state treated the miners' mobilization as a threat to public order rather than as a legitimate labor protest. The arrival of federal forces effectively altered the balance of power and signaled that the dispute had moved beyond local containment. Shogun uses this aspect of the story to reveal the relationship between labor conflict and state authority in the early 20th century. The intervention also raises a broader historical question. When does the protection of property become suppression of collective rights? By focusing on this issue, the book demonstrates that Blair Mountain was not only a fight between miners and operators, but also a test of how far public institutions would go in defending industrial order. That makes the battle a revealing case study in the limits of labor dissent under pressure. Lastly, recovering a neglected episode in American labor history. A final major contribution of the book is its role in recovering an event that had often been ignored or underexplained in mainstream historical memory. Shogun writes with a clear purpose of making the story accessible without flattening its complexity, which allows the reader to understand why Blair Mountain deserves attention alongside better-known episodes in American labor history. The book works as both narrative history and historical correction. It brings forward miners, union leaders, local power brokers, and state actors in a way that clarifies how the conflict fit into the larger mine wars of Appalachia. This recovery matters because forgotten labor struggles shape public understanding of what is possible in industrial society and how rights were won or denied. Shogun's approach makes the book useful for readers who want a concise but serious account of labor conflict, Appalachian history, or the politics of repression. Its lasting value lies in combining readability with historical significance, ensuring that Blair Mountain is seen not as a footnote, but as a defining moment in the history of American working-class resistance. In conclusion, The Battle of Blair Mountain is best suited for readers interested in U.S. labor history, Appalachian studies, industrial conflict, and the political history of working-class resistance. It will also appeal to general readers who want a historically grounded account of how labor disputes could escalate into armed confrontation in the early 20th century. The book offers intellectual value by connecting a dramatic event to broader questions about unionization, corporate power, racial solidarity, and state intervention. Its practical benefit lies in showing how economic inequality and political repression can shape collective action, making it relevant to anyone studying the history of labor rights or social movements. What distinguishes Shogun's book from many other works in the same category is its combination of accessibility and historical seriousness. It does not treat Blair Mountain as a fringe episode. Instead, it positions it as a major event in American history with implications for labor, race, and government power. For readers seeking a concise but meaningful interpretation of a neglected conflict, it is a strong and durable choice. If you would like to support Robert Shogun, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.